Happy Friday, Flag Branch and friends. Well, we live to see the end of another week, as well as the beginning of another month. Can you believe that 2017 is nearly halfway over? I've had a wonderful time sharing my thoughts with you this week, and I thank God for the opportunity and the privilege to do so. So as a way of ending the week, I would like to take a moment to revisit the week's main thoughts in light of our Christian calling and faith. Everyone has influence and is at the same time being influenced and influencing others. Allow your faith to influence others for Christ, while not allowing non-Christian influence to change or affect you. If you have not updated your profile, the instructions on how to do so is in Tuesday's message. I'm glad to report that someone read the instructions, texted me with a question, and proceeded to update their profile with no problem. So, go ahead. You can do it too. People have all kinds of ideas about what it means to be a Christian today, and a growing number of them are confused about our faith. Mainly because people who claim the Christian religion are becoming increasingly indistinguishable from non-Christians. It is time for us to help clear up this confusion. And finally, there are times when we look back for a happier time in life to escape momentarily from the present realities of life. Let those happy times remind us of the happier days ahead as each of us live each day for Christ. In closing, I want to say happy birthday to Brother James Crowder, who celebrated a birthday on Wednesday. Also, don't forget about the men's breakfast tomorrow at 8:30 a.m. at Golden Corral. I want to say a special thank you to my father's youngest brother, Brother XL Jordan, who was a special and great blessing to me this week. Also, whisper a prayer for Sister Carolyn Byers, who is scheduled to undergo an outpatient procedure today around 4:30. Let's have a happy and safe weekend, everyone. And see you in the Lord's house on the Lord's Day. Blessings.